folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. As always, we say this each and every week, we love hearing from all of you. Your comments, your stories, and ideas, get a hold of me anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363, or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. All right, we figured we would go down this road because we are only a week away from...
The big dance.
The big dun, dance. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Well, that's the theme from the A-Team.
I'm like, that is not the big dance's theme, okay? I cannot believe
I got
the A-Team. Yeah. That's funny. Super Bowl 60. The big 6-0.
And I'm not even excited about this one. Now, I know that there are going to be some Patriots fans out there. There's going to be some Seahawks fans out there. There's going to be some that could care regardless about what's going on. But I am not a Patriots fan. I am not a Seahawks fan. And we are heard all over literally the continent. And I'm sorry if I insult somebody, but they're just not my teams.
I got to be honest. I'm not a Patriots fan either. And I'm not a Seahawks fan. But then you know what? I grew up in such a small town of 150 people.
You don't even know what a fumble is.
We didn't even have football where I grew up. So I am that person.
Have you become a football fan because of me? And I'm not a diehard football fan. I played high school ball, and I enjoy football, and we support our alma mater.
Yes,
we went to NDSU.
Hail the Bison.
Hail the Bison.
And, of course, we always support our nephews. We're always in the stands cheering
players.
Them on. But, you know, I always enjoy the commercials. That's why I show up to the Super
Bowl
parties.
But they've been
parties.
Disappointing, though, the last few years. They're not what they used to
be. They are
be.
Nothing like they were in the 90s. Budweiser.
Exactly. Spuds McKenzie.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Did I date ourselves right there? But
those were the good ones.
Those
the
were
Dorito
the good old
days. Commercials back in the day
and
were
now it's
awesome.
A trunk monkey.
They're so bad.
They're really
these days.
Dumb.
And then I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? The headliner for the Super Bowl isn't even worth watching, in my opinion. I'm sorry, those of you that like whoever the heck Bad Bunny is.
I don't even know who that is. I thought that was Bugs Bunny's, like,
they
ultra
been better
ego.
Off. They would have been better off the Bugs Bunny. I don't
no,
even know who Bad Bunny is.
You didn't hear what I said. I said I thought that was Bugs Bunny's ultra ego, Bad
okay,
Bunny.
That's pretty good.
See, if you would have been paying attention.
That's pretty good.
We're all amped up for Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah, as you can tell, we're going to be probably doing everything but we should be watching the Super Bowl while the Super Bowl is going.
I hope it's a good game, and regardless of what team you're going for, I hope your team wins, because this year I'm just kind of, you know, but I'm excited to watch it.
I mean, like, we'll watch it regardless, but who would have you liked to have seen for the halftime show, Tigger? If it would have been your choice.
If they would.
Because it's Super Bowl 60. To me, that's I think what's bugging me the most is that this was the big one. So this should have been like an iconic, ultra like mash of all kinds of. I mean, this should have had.
All kinds of genres.
This should have like AC/DC, Rolling Stones mixed with like
Guns
George
N'
Strait.
Roses and
they should have just done a
Garth
mantra.
Brooks and
yes.
That's what I was hoping it was going to be. It was a combination of all these different genres that are together.
Yeah, that's what it should have been. Not somebody like Bad Bunny and we're still wondering who it is.
I don't know who Bad Bunny is. I still think it's Bugs Bunny's ultra ego. But I have no idea who this fella is. So obviously that's not the genre I'm listening to.
I did put together a little bit of wild and weird trivia for us. So let's see how you can do with it, Tigger. Because you're the only person I can ask right now in the hot seat.
So is this football trivia or is this Super Bowl trivia?
It deals around the Super Bowl.
Okay, this is
going to
be all right. This is going to be tough. Go.
So here we go. Everybody is always, they're chasing after the coveted Vince Lombardi trophy, right?
Yep.
So what is it made out of? And think of it, it's solid.
Sterling silver?
I am impressed. I didn't think you would know this. But yes.
You have no faith in your Bad Bunny.
Okay. Okay. All right. It is winter right now. So, what do you think was the coldest Super Bowl ever played?
Oh gosh.
What was the coldest Super Bowl ever played? Or maybe do you know like how cold out was it? Do you know if you don't know?
Okay, I have no idea which number in between 1 and 60 it was. I'm going to say the coldest one 16 below.
16 degrees, and it was played in New Jersey, and I can't do the math because I'm looking at the letters, the Greek letters, and I'm going, what is this? XLV3, what is that?
That's, I'd have to figure that one out.
All right, I just know it was in New Jersey at 16 degrees at kickoff. All right, and the hottest one was in L.A., and that was Super Bowl. I can do that math. That would have been Super Bowl 7 in L.A. at 84 degrees. Okay, I could do that math at least. Here's another one for you. How many times have the New England Patriots been in the Super Bowl?
11.
You knew that one?
Well, yeah, I knew that one. That's why I'm not big on the Patriots, is that they've been to the big dance 11 times.
Okay, here's another one maybe. How much do you think the average cost is for a 30-second Super Bowl commercial?
Okay, that one has outpaced inflation. I know that, but the average cost of a 30-second commercial is, can you get one for $2
million? No. Add, take that times a little bit.
$20 million?
$7 million.
$7 million.
But that's before production costs.
So I think probably you're talking double that.
Yeah.
$7 million. Maybe not double, but budget what, $10 million to have a commercial on?
It's over $7 million.
I don't
we'll put
think
it at that.
The Ben Show is going to have a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl, unless, like you said, it's going to be the Super Bowl with AC/DC and Guns N' Roses and George Strait.
Well, all right. Speaking of the entertainment, do the halftime performers get paid?
I don't think so. I don't know about that. I'm taking a guess, but I don't think they do because they're asked and it's considered a privilege and an honor. Am I right with that?
Correct. Well, correct. No, they do not get a paycheck. They get massive exposure. That's what
so
they
just
get.
Just marketing. Okay.
You got it. Exactly. All right. Think about this big tradition at the end of the game of who wins, right?
You hoist the trophy.
No, the Gatorade bath that the coach gets dumped that big bath of Gatorade
right.
when they win.
Right.
When did that start? Think about which decade that started.
That actually isn't that old of dumping the Gatorade. I know that. So which decade? Well, what decade are we in? So I'm just going to go back and say that has been. Okay, I got to put my age on this. That's been within 40 years.
You're,
am
you're,
I right?
You're pretty
am
smart.
I, am I pretty
yep,
close
you're,
with
you're.
That? Because I'm not going to say my age, but I'm going back to when I played high school ball. It started before that. So I'm going to say it's been 40, at most 40 years ago.
So that would be which decade, honey?
20. So I'm going to say that started in the 1980s.
Yes, you've got it. All right, we're having fun here on The Ben Show. We're talking the Super Bowl. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this. Ellingson Angus presents the Real World Genetic Sale, and this one is massive. 1,240 head. Here's the lineup. 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 47 bred heifers straight from the very top of the Ellingson program, and over 750 head of commercial open and bred heifers, and a fancy set of 3-year-old cows. February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota. Head to ranchchannel.com and ellingsonangus.com. Ellingson Angus, Real World Genetic Sale.
The Hunt. The stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and riding along shotgun is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. How many of you are preparing for Super Bowl, or maybe better so, maybe I should say preparing for the food? I'll be a little honest. For the last week, I have had some major acid reflux, and I am really glad.
Oh. But you've got another week, though, until Super Bowl is here. So.
Yeah, but let me be real. We're always honest about what happens in the cabin and what was going through my head, because it was so bad where, not to be gross, like, but I was like burping up like bile and stuff. And all I could go through my head was that, because I'm not a big football fan, was, oh my God, I live for the food at Super Bowl. And what kind of food is at the Super Bowl? Everything that you can't have if you have acid reflux.
Just take a Prilosec.
But I've been having so much that even my doctor was like, Beck, how much Prilosec are you taking?
This is the part where everybody says, too much information.
I know. But I'm on the rebound, okay? So now I think I'm going to be cleared.
You've got a week. You've got a week yet until you get there. But I would say probably keep taking the Prilosec for the next week.
And I've slowly been able to take it down, and I've been doing good and eating, you know, bananas and a real calm diet, you know, a lot of bland foods, because I'm excited. Because they're saying for 2026, Tigger's going to love this, the big thing that everybody is serving are smash burger sliders.
That's the big one this year?
That's the big one.
But, I don't know. I don't think you can take a smash burger and make it into a slider. You got to have the big old smash burger, not a little one.
What you're doing is think about this. You're taking those Hawaiian rolls. So, you know, you buy that big Hawaiian roll, and then you're making your
smash
burger.
You're not breaking them all apart, are you? You're taking the whole thing and like...
You're making one huge smash burger and making it ultra thin. And
now
then
I'm having acid
laying
reflux.
It across this big thing of Hawaiian rolls. And
then,
you
cut them after you're done.
You take your pizza cutter and you cut them up into tiny little sliders.
So is that what you're wanting me to make, is my infamous smash burgers?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say no to that whatsoever.
I had no idea that was the hot thing this year for the Super Bowl was going to be little smash burger sliders.
And I had never thought of doing that with Hawaiian rolls either, to go and
that's
just
genius.
Make one massive one and then lay it on there with all the toppings, little barbecue sauce,
that's like
little,
the little
fried onions.
It's like the little White Castle burger.
Exactly. There you go. You
I think
just
that's
make
a great
those.
Idea.
The other big thing is, and you can never go wrong, is the good old taco nacho bars. I mean, we do that all the time when we have our parties, if whether it's a Halloween party or it's a poker party, or, I mean, we don't have poker parties. We have card parties. That's what we have. You can't go wrong with a taco or nacho bars. Those are.
Is that where you just lay the tablecloth out over the whole table and you dump everything, all the fixings,
yes,
just on that plastic sheet is what we use, and then you just dish up whatever
you want. A plastic
tablecloth
that you can just throw away, and you've not done this. I'm telling you, it is fun, and the kids love it. You just throw all the chips on there, put all the cheese on there, the fixings, it gets messy. Who cares if you get a little bit on the floor? I mean, of course, keep this way away from the carpet. But it is. It's hands-on, because the Super Bowl is all about food and hands. You got to be able to eat it with your hands, right? If you can't be dipping and eating it with your hands, it's just not the Super Bowl.
How come this episode isn't being sponsored by Tums? You know, or Gaviscon or whatever, some of those different anti-acid.
It really should be. I know.
All that Pepto-Bismol.
I was surprised, though, when I was looking at trends, though, on the healthier side, you know, because everyone has to have their wings, right? You always hear about the buffalo wings. However, I'm not a fan of buffalo sauce whatsoever. They were all talking about using your air fryer instead, though, to use for your wings. And we love our air fryer.
I think if it's maybe just a couple people, you can do that.
But you can't make mass quantities.
You can't
quantities.
Make a whole bunch. That would take a long, long time in an air fryer to make wings. Because, I mean, come on. Most people are going to sit down, and, I mean, they're going to keep grazing on wings all day long.
And in case you didn't know this, this is a little trick. I was surprised so many folks didn't know this. Places like Buffalo Wild Wings, you can put big party orders in for wings from these places.
I would do that.
I would suggest it.
But I'm like you. I'm not a big lover of the buffalo sauce. So yeah. I tend to, I mean.
Sweet barbecue.
If somebody else brings the wings, I'm going to eat them. I just, that's not what I would bring to the party.
What I'm going to bring instead, if I get asked to bring something, is probably like one of those heat dips. Like, you can't go wrong with bringing like the nacho cheese dip in a crock pot, you know, a good old crock pot full of nacho cheese dip, something like that.
It kind of has the sausage in it already and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yeah, something like that. Or
you can put that on the smash burger.
Ooh.
Or you can dunk your smash burger in the nacho cheese sauce.
I like what you're saying.
I am having acid reflux just talking about this, but who cares? It's Super Bowl.
I will throw this out there for you, though. Those of you that are hunters, I always say this every year. If you're wondering what to bring, if you're invited to a party, this is always the ideal time to bring about something you've harvested. You know, cut up some of those sausages or your jerkies. Make your own homemade charcuterie. I hate to use the word charcuterie, but this is an ideal time because jerky goes over great.
That's a groovy idea. If you've got a few different protein sources from some of your different harvests, maybe you got some elk and some deer and some pheasant, squirrel maybe. I don't know. That's a really cool idea.
It goes over really well. And then just pick up a couple of bags of like cube cheese and such, some olives. Who doesn't like olives in a beer?
You're just knocking this out of the park. I'm glad you're doing it this weekend to give everybody some ideas versus they got 24 hours or less to try to put together something for
a
Super Bowl
party. That's kind of what went through my head. You know, you got to write that grocery list out. Otherwise, you're running last minute. And then, or you're listening to this show and you're going back. Too late to the party now.
I just bring whiskey and stogies. I mean, that's what I'm known for. I bring really good stogies and we bring whiskey.
And Tigger walks in and tells everybody, please feed me.
Yeah. Hey, I bring the stogies and the whiskey. What more do you want?
Well, these are just some ideas. If you've got some others, just so we know what to bring to the party next time, I'm always looking for other ideas. Send them our way. Shoot us a text or give us a call, 305-900-2363. Or you can shoot us an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break, crew. We got more of The Bend Show right after this.
Make the right choice with Schnabel Ranch Simmentals and Lazy J Bar Ranch. Simmentals, Sim Angus and Red Angus, bulls and heifers with genomics on every critter. Schnabel Ranch Simmentals and Lazy J Bar Ranch, Saturday, February 21st at Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota. All sale information available at ranchchannel.com. Coming soon to ranchchannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land, equipment, products, and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@ranchchannel.com.
Bull and female sales, commercial heifers, products, services, and information, it's all on ranchchannel.com. Make it easy on yourself. Head to ranchchannel.com on your phone, click those three little dots in the corner, and save it to your home screen. Use it, like it, love it, ranchchannel.com. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Bend Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist. Welcome back to The Bend Show. I thought let's do a little bit more of the did you knows, as well as a little more trivia regarding the Super Bowl. We were talking about the Gatorade. What color do you think gets dumped the most?
Green.
Orange, actually.
No, No. It's green.
No.
No, it's green. I'm going to watch this year. It's going to be green.
It's actually with yellow and blue are close behind.
Yellow and blue together make green. So it's green.
And did
Maybe
you know
I'm
this?
Colorblind.
Okay. Did you know that you can place bets on the Gatorade color?
I would imagine you can probably place a bet on just about anything.
Have you been to Vegas, Tigger, and actually placed bets on any of the Super Bowl stuff?
No, I've never been to a sports book. I have no idea how you even do that. But I'm I'm just assuming that you can place a bet on everything, like what is this? Or I mean, from the very obvious of like final scores to just the ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you, yes, I have been to Vegas during the Super Bowl quite a few times. I'm not going to say how many times, but it is something that honestly, if you are a huge Super Bowl person, I recommend one time in your life, go to Vegas during the Super Bowl and just spend a dollar. Don't go crazy, but spend, like, take $50 and get the card, go to the sports book and just have fun, because it's unbelievable how many different things you can absolutely bet on. It is fun.
And I would imagine the watch party is pretty cool. I mean, a screen that's like a movie theater and lounge chairs and everything.
It's unbelievable. Every casino has its own watch party. It's unbelievable. And again, it's crazy all the different things that you can bet on. I didn't even know you could.
So speaking of betting, let me put you on the spot, Miss.
Boy.
I've been to Vegas. I'm not going to say how many times. So give me your prediction. Patriots or Seahawks? You don't have to say the spread. Just who do you think is going to win on this deal? What is your prediction? Come on, Miss. I've been to Vegas how many times? Come on. Come on, Beck.
You know what? My gut, honestly, I kind of feel like they're going to let the Patriots have it.
I agree with you. I think the Patriots are going to win this one.
I have no reason to feel that way. My gut says that for some reason, I feel like they're going to let them have it.
Well, at least the Packers aren't there. Whoa!
No!
A little zinger on the cheesehead.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Hey, by the way, talking about back to facts, what food is eaten more on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day?
Nachos.
Chicken wings.
Oh, like we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
They say Americans eat over 1 billion chicken wings.
Got to have your protein when you're watching the Super Bowl.
And what's the single most watched television event every year?
The Super Bowl.
Okay. And what day of the year is the most called in sick?
Well, obviously, that's going to be the day after the Super Bowl. Duh.
I'm still waiting that should be America's like national. They should take that day off.
I think so too.
I can't believe that day isn't a national holiday.
But it's not fair to those people that are not football fans, and they say, you know, after March Madness or something like that, they should have that following Monday off.
Okay, when you think about the players, what's the most common Super Bowl superstition among players?
Oh, that's interesting.
And I would think you would know this, being a past football player yourself.
I would say changing. It has something to do with their attire. It's going to be something like they didn't change their socks or something like that. They didn't wash their jock strap. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to generalize.
Am I close?
Wearing the same gear all postseason, even if it smells terrible, is what they say.
Oh, so you don't wash the good luck out of it. I was the same way when I rodeoed. Apparently, it didn't work real well for me. But, I mean, all summer long, I would not wash the shirt that I would ride in. That's the one we gave to your nephew. I had to go get it dry cleaned
and rides it. Yeah.
Now he rides in it. But I said, you'll wash the good luck out of it.
And I'll be honest, I was big into basketball. I was the same way. I wore the same pair of socks like all through my season. And then
you didn't wash your socks?
I have a really bad story. When I moved out of my room.
Beck, this is when people don't want to know all this information about you. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. When I moved out of my room when I graduated, I actually found my pair of socks that I had saved because we did really well. And they were under my bed. I know
no
my mom would have thought
this.
I was a boy, okay? And she was like, what? Throw those away, please,
Practice some hygiene.
Honey, you got a real winner right here.
All right, what else do you got?
All right, our last and final question. Does the winning team get to keep the same trophy every year?
No, they don't. They make a new one for each year.
Yes,
yeah,
you got
each
that
year,
right.
Each year they get a trophy, so they get to keep the trophy, obviously, but it's not like they got to turn it over and it goes to the next team the following year.
Yes, that's correct. A brand new trophy is made for every Super Bowl, and it takes about 4 months. They're all handcrafted. So there you have it. We've had some fun with a little bit of Super Bowl trivia. We're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have, as well as if you know of something spot worthy for us to share. That number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email benradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebenshow.com. And finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going this week, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Ben on Facebook and on Instagram at The Ben Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Ben Show.